This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Virginie Tatanger.
Hello.
You were born in the chalky soil of Reims. Mm-hmm. It is in your body and your soul.
Yes, the family mother created the champagne Piper Heidsieck in 1851. And ran the company until 1988. So it's a long time in Champagne. And my father, Claude Tétinger, managed Tétinger Champagne for almost 47 years. So I'm sure that my blood is sparkling at the end.
Absolutely. So and tell us what Champagne is. The absolute standard for fine wine, celebration. How did your family in part create this?
You know, when you ask to people which different wine you know, they say Burgundy, Bordeaux, but they don't think about Champagne because Champagne is very special. Champagne is unique. And for me, Champagne is a way of life. It's a philosophy. You can drink champagne from 8 o'clock until 8 o'clock. There is always a good reason to open a bottle of champagne. I drink almost champagne every day, and sometimes I have no reason. So I open a bottle of champagne because it's rare. So champagne is your best friend because normally you never open a bottle of champagne when you're alone. It's very fun to share. You know that Winston Churchill says, oh, the right size to drink champagne is minimum the magnum. If you are drinking champagne for lunch with another gentleman, the magnum is a very right size. Even the other one don't drink champagne. But I don't know. I don't think that you need to drink a lot of champagne, but it's very good to drink every day a glass of champagne. Really, it makes fun and it's good for your health.
Exactly. Well, and also it sounds to me that you have, you know, everyone talks about at the moment, living in the moment, being very present. And it seems to me in your celebration of champagne, finding gratitude every day and finding a reason to celebrate.
Yes. And, you know, when I start my own champagne company, Champagne Virginity, I realized that nobody is waiting for me. You have strong House of Champagne with very strong reputation since 200 years or more sometimes. You have to respect the tradition. And it begins with top grapes. You know, it's like for cooking, if you have a good products, you make a good cooking, potentially. If you want to produce a very good champagne, you have to find very good grapes. 85% of the grapes that I use are coming from vineyards, a classified premier cru, grand cru. And that's the good point, I think. But then I realized that the conception of champagne changed. For example, my grandfather, he drank champagne sometimes for dessert. During the wedding party, you open the bottle of champagne with the wedding cake. My grandmother, when she invited you for tea, it was tea time, but you drink champagne. And it was a demi-sec with more sugar because she proposed to eat at the same time the biscuits from Reims, the pink biscuits. So it was at 4 or 5 o'clock, a glass of champagne with some biscuits and with demi-sec champagne. Now we are drinking champagne for brunch. We are drinking champagne for aperitif. We are drinking champagne, of course, with a birthday cake. It changed. You see that some people at Saint-Tropez during the summer when the weather is very warm, They like to put ice in a glass of champagne. We call that a piscine. I say, why not? I prefer to have a very fresh bottle coming from the fridge or from my ice bucket. But if you like it, do it. My job is to produce a top champagne. The job of the consumers is to enjoy. Even you put strawberries or whatever, if you enjoy, it's my pleasure. I succeed my mission.
On one hand, it's inevitable that you were brought to this moment to bring out your own champagne. With your lineage, with your experience, you've worked, you know, closely with your father. It was impossible, it was inescapable for you to come to this moment. On the other hand, from such a traditional background, you seem to have come to it incredibly freshly. So you, on one hand, as you say, the necessary ingredients are the terroir. It has to be, you know, from the beautiful chalky soil of France, and as you say, the grapes from Grand Cru, only the vineyards, the very best vineyards. You take those ingredients. Tell me, you also, I was reading, tell me, really go into a little bit of detail, if you would, for us, because while it is traditional, there is the reason why it's traditional is because there's beautiful stories about the assemblage. First you have the vendange, then you have the assemblage. Take us through a little bit of the detail of that, and then tell me why you are only serving aged champagne.
Alors, when you are working for more than 21 years at Tétinger, your taste, your mouth, your soul is completely dedicated to Tétinger. And I realize that if I'm not opening my mind, if I don't come back to the roots in the champagne country, drinking champagne from all the different parts of the Champagne district, from the Montagne de Reims, from the Vallée de la Marne, from Côte des Blancs, from little producer, vineyard producer, we make no assemblage, you know, just one grapes from one cru. If I do not practice, open my mind, I will always try to find again the Tétinger test, the Tétinger style, and it will be a bad copy, because if you copy, if you try to run under a bad direction, you don't succeed, and it's not interesting. So I have to find my personality and my own taste, because I never ask to myself, what is my taste? What is my idea, my own philosophy of champagne? You have a problem at that time. I know that there is a lot of women listen to me now. We have a problem. All the women, most of the women, don't trust to ourselves. I mean, the first question was, am I able to do it? It's very easy to work in a strong company with a strong situation, a reputation like Tétinger Champagne. Everything is organized. You have a big team with specialists for production, for assemblage. Even my father, I, and my cousin, we share and we participated. We have a lot of people with high qualification who are in charge of all the different part of the process. When you are alone, you can do what you want, but you are alone. And every minute you have to have decision.
Listen to us online, on your phone, download a podcast, or on your tablet. Radio Gorgeous, there for you.
And it's very difficult. My father has a strong personality, and it was not easy to work with him. I learned so much. He's fantastic, but it's not easy. And with my son, I have to say he has a strong personality, has character, and it's not easy. But his is boring.
And you're used
sometimes
to it.
and we have to adapt. So I I adapt myself with my father, and now I have to adapt myself with my son. But at the end, I think that it's a good mix. And it's very fun to create a champagne, to make the assemblage. I choose to have Pinot Noir because I have a fantastic opportunity to buy grapes from the Montagne de Reims, from Grand Cru Pinot Noir. It's because I have 80% Pinot, 70% Pinot Noir, 10% Pinot Meunier. And in my blend, I have a strong Pinot Noir taste because I find them. I'm not going to refuse and to make my princess and say, no, I prefer Chardonnay. No, I have no, it was not a choice. It was opportunity, you take it or not. Fortunately, Pinot Noir is a cépage very, for me, more easy to practice than Chardonnay. Pinot Noir is a very good friend. Every year is fruity, is tasty, and is regular.
And is it also, does it age better?
Alors, we launched at 6 years old. Why? Because normally, the minimum, I will say the minimum, that you have to let your wine in your bottle in the cellars, it's 18 months for a Brut. But the good house of champagne normally let the champagne 2 or 3 years in the cellars. But all the special cuvées use 6 years because when you let the wine in your cellars during a long time, the acidity is going down and the fruit, the maturity, the sugar, the perfume come up. Sometimes when you smell your champagne in your glass, you smell alcohol and you smell the bubbles who stick a little bit your nose. It means that the champagne is very young. Not bad, but young. When you smell a glass of champagne with more time, it's like to smell fruit which is really fruity, which is really mature, which is really tasty. And it gives in your mouth something very smooth, something very moelleux, I will say in French.
Okay, so mellower.
Yeah. Time is good. I think it's good for women too.
Yes, I was going to say so for once, you know, as we're feeling in our lives now, that being a little bit older, a little sweeter, a little bit more caramelized, a little mellower.
To tell you the truth, tomorrow I will be 55. So now I think that a woman for 40 years old is a young lady and she's perfect. More you age, more you think that at the end, a woman is on the top, not at 20, but more than 40.
They said, well, we are more than we were then anyway.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's not think of ourselves as less than, let's yes. think of ourselves as more than.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're offering one champagne at the moment. You've come out with one champagne, which is 6 years old. And as you say, you have some extremely modern touches to your champagne. And I wanted to go through those before we get to taste the delicious, mellow, mature stuff. One, the box turns into an ice bucket. It's fantastic.
You know, all the special champagne cuvée, all the grand cuvée, you need to deliver it with a nice box.
Packaging.
Nice packaging. It's a must. It's a must in this category of champagne. And, you know, because I am mother, I am consumers, it was a pity for me to produce a box that goes immediately in the garbage. I find stupid to buy around £10 to produce a box for nothing.
Yeah.
So because I am a like all the women, very practical. I say, this box has to do something else, not just to be a box.
Everything's got to be, we have to multitask, so does the box.
Yeah, it has to be useful. And we work with the packaging agency on this idea to do it something useful. And we create this incredible box that you can use many times because it's very strong, has a high booklet. But of course, it's not going to during 10 years, but you can use it no problem during all the party and use it again. The top temperature to drink the champagne, you will see that because we use ink, which is a thermochrome ink. And when on the back label, the white is going to be pink red, it means that you can do it. Open the bottle, drink the champagne.
And why
come on.
Is 8 to 10 degrees Celsius the perfect temperature to drink?
I like, to tell you the truth, I like to drink the champagne fresh. It has to be fresh. The problem is most of the time when you order, of course, a glass of champagne in a restaurant, they serve you the full glass. At the beginning it's fresh, but if you are a normal drinker, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the champagne warm, and it's not as fresh as it has to be. So I always say, when you have a private party, when you serve at home the champagne, please do not make a full glass, make just half glass. So it will be at the right temperature each time. And the right temperature is the temperature of the fridge, which is around 8 degrees. Yeah. I like it at 8, very
perfect.
Much.
Perfect. Excellent. The other aspect of your current business is that it's exclusively online. What does that allow you to do?
Alors, we have to innovate, and we are today a lot of people today are buying online. It's a niche. Everybody is not going to buy champagne exclusively online, but we have to be modern, and it's very practical. Practical because first we have a direct contact with the customers. We make haute couture. We do not do prêt-à-porter. It means that if something happens, if my customers have a question, they can directly talk to me. And it's very important to have a feedback because we are a little team. We want to be closed. We want to offer that big company cannot offer anymore. Second point, you know that the traditional distribution, it's a cost. And we have a cost because the cost of the delivery and the logistic, it's a cost. But it's a less cost than the traditional distribution when you have intermediate. And we want to be direct, direct price and direct contact.
Listen to us online, on your phone, download a podcast, or on your tablet. Radio Gorgeous, there for you.
I have a wonderful image of my head of you sort of going, creating this champagne for gentlemen and going back in time with the magnum of champagne for Winston Churchill. And seeing the look on his face.
Yes.
The big thumbs up. You did it.
I produce it in magnum.
Yes,
of course.
Of course.
The minimum size for right gentlemen.
Exactly. I have a lovely image in my mind of that. Can I also ask you, tongue in cheek, is the virginité a little jeu de mots as well?
It is, but it was not the target. But you know, I didn't have the opportunity to use all my name because if I give the name Virginie Tétinger to my bottle of on my bottle of champagne, everybody think that it's coming from Tétinger cellars and Tétinger vineyards, and it will be confused because it's not. So you are not allowed to make a confusion for the consumers. So I really say very strongly, it's not a champagne made by Tétinger company. It's my own house of champagne who produced that wine. And so I have to give a name. And all the name of champagne are name of people. Most of the time it was on the past the name of the winemaker. And it's because you have names coming from Germany who were winemaker in the Champagne district. But you have to give a name of somebody. If I cannot use all my name Tétinger, I thought that just the T with a point would be a good idea because, you know, when a woman don't want to be recognized because she write a letter to a lover, sometimes she didn't use all the name, but just the first letter. And it fits very well with the consumption of champagne that you can do
Madame
sometimes.
X
yes.
Champagne.
Yes. It's very sexy.
Yes, extremely. Now, we are now going to taste some of your gorgeous, sexy, mature champagne.
RadioGorgeous.com.
I am ready for
some this experience.
Virginité.
Okay. So, you. Comment on dit ça? The rooftop?
No.
The lid. Top. Yeah, the lid.
The
so,
lid.
The lid.
Oh, wow.
You,
okay.
You open it.
And it springs open. It's like a, like, it opens like a flower.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
And it's very strong.
Yeah. And it also supports the top of the champagne while it's in the box.
Absolutely.
Ah, clever.
Then you put the balls in the middle.
Oh, like the stamen of a flower.
You put some ice in the bucket and some water.
Look at that. That is fantastic.
The champagne, the bottle of champagne was already fresh in the fridge. Because if you put a bottle not coming from your fridge, you need almost, I will say, enough of an hour to have the right temperature. But when the right temperature is done, is here, you can open the bottles.
We have achieved maximum temperature, and which it shows us on the back of our our bottle. It indicates. And our nice
very classic
thermochromic.
I do
ink.
It with my left hand.
Oh.
I love this noise.
Beautiful. Best noise in the world.
And now the best part.
Wow. And those, one of the signs I've always been told of great champagne is the tiniest, tiniest of bubbles, which is why we're barely hearing the peep of the bubbles, because they're minuscule and gorgeous.
Well, now we have to look at the color of the champagne. We turn a little bit the champagne in our glass and smell deeply the flower of the Pinot, the smell of the Pinot.
Yes, because you did mention before it is mellower.
Yeah.
In smell, it's
it will be
in
your mass. It will be. You have the fruit. And you have the really elegant smell of the Pinot. But in your mouth, you will have the enjoyment without acidity. Just the fresh and the right
lovely.
Taste of a great champagne.
Absolutely. Will you marry me? I'm feeling very, very celebratory all of a sudden.
Chin-chin, chin-chin.
Chin-chin. Cheers. Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
This podcast was presented by Donna Freed and produced by Donna Freed. She won't touch, won't touch.